All right, folks, so new sponsors over at Fast Growing Trees, the biggest online nursery in the United States. And they have more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the United States. Get lemon, avocado, olive, fig trees. You can have all of these at your home on top of the wide variety of house plants that they have available. And Fast Growing Trees makes it really easy to order online. And your plants are shipped directly to your door in just 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they also offer free plant consultation. If you are not like me, I have a green thumb, but if you're not like me, then you can always ask them questions about whatever it is that you need. Any trees, any plants, they make it really easy. And so you don't have to like drive around and look at different nurseries. You can take advantage of their consultation and then you can get your stuff in just 1 to 2 days. So right now they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants. And plus, when you use code Dana at checkout, you're going to save an additional 15%. So go to fastgrowingtrees.com and be sure to use code Dana at checkout for an additional 15% off. That's fastgrowingtrees.com, code D-A-N-A. Offer is valid for limited time, so tell them we sent you.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Speaking of bad decisions, okay. Let's lighten things up. Florida guy, Florida man, claiming he was simply trying to flirt with another traveler in the waiting area when he made some wisecrack about having a bomb in his bag at the airport. Man, if you got a friend named Jack, you know the last thing you should ever do is say, "Hi, Jack. Hi, Jack." Bomb is another word you just should never say. So this guy, 7-year-old guy, he said he was trying to be funny. He was trying to impress with somebody. A couple of other people heard him say something about a bomb in his bag going off prematurely. He apologizes to the family. So those two who overheard called police, and that dude taken into custody.
Start your tape right now, because I'm about to tell you the truth. And F you if you can't handle the truth. This version of Biden, intellectually, analytically, is the best Biden ever. Not a close second. And I've known him for years. The Brzezinskis have known him for 50 years. If it weren't the truth, I wouldn't say it.
How bad must it have been before for Joe Scarborough to claim such an unashamed and, I mean, what else do I call it but damaging piece of propaganda? Joe Scarborough, you have no shame, Joe Scarborough. Seriously, dude, you are, you and all your colleagues, the ilk over at MSNBC, all you crazy leftists, lying leftists, Marxists, you guys are a real danger. You're keeping a lot of people. And see, people are free to choose the media that they consume, and they consume you in large volumes, too many, way too many consume you in large volumes, keeping themselves willfully ignorant and stupid. An uninformed electorate, that's the biggest danger right now, and that's what Joe Scarborough is contributing to. Welcome to Hour 3 of The Dana Show. I'm Sergio Sanchez, and you're listening to The Dana Show. We're broadcasting from affiliate KURV in South Texas. It's emailed Sergio, S-E-R-G-I-O, at KURV.com on Twitter, X, our neighbor, Elon Musk, here at Starbase in Brownsville. It's at Sergio Talk, at Sergio Talk. Propaganda, man, from all these crazy leftists defending, carrying the water for Joe Biden and all these America-hating, destroying, radical leftists. This, I've said it a million times before, this is not your daddy's Democrat Party. And I know it pains me to say this, but sadly, in media and in politics, and leadership that is absent right now on the Republican side, they need to be connecting the dots at this very moment, these days, since the election, in essence, will be determined, the presidential election, all the, you know, all these delegates, they will be determined by literally a handful, if not maybe a half dozen, swing states. So you think that we will have leadership, and of course, the Republicans are the party of the rich, right? They have plenty of friends they get to call and get some money in there. concentrated, let's say, on 6 or 7 states and about 40 congressional seats that might be up for grabs left and right. They kind of they oscillate. They go D and R. They focus on that. Oh, no, we got no leadership focusing on that. We got no money because we had no leadership that were focusing on that. I am, at present, I am afraid and disappointed that, you know, while opportunity knocks at the door to make wholesale a major change in American politics for the sake of protecting our country, opportunity knocking at the door to get rid, to flush a bunch of these leftist, radical Marxists, especially in the at least those 40 seats that supposedly, you know, 35, 40 seats that could oscillate, go D, R. They need to go back solid to the R side. Just focus on proper messaging. Get the money that you need from the money bags, the rich Republicans. I'll say, look, we got a ground game we need to play. The Republican National Committee, change up your leadership. Which, by the way, that's supposed to happen pretty soon. Let me mention this real quick, because Super Tuesday, the 16 states, and this goes for both parties, many times in many of these states, like 2 weeks afterwards, like maybe 1.5 weeks, 2 weeks, the rules are different from place to place. But I can tell you here in Texas, as an example, this is what we have. We have party primaries. You choose R, you choose D, you go vote. And then about 2-3 weeks after, you have the conventions at your local level, the county convention. You get together and you figure out who's going to go to the state convention, develop the platform, and then you eventually go to the national convention. And that's where a lot of the people that have, you know, I was told before I was volunteered as Republican chairman, with the help of so many young people and precinct chairs, courageous people, people who funded local doctors and business people who funded the creation of a permanent Republican headquarters in deep blue country, Rio Grande Valley, Hidalgo County. As we set that up here in South Texas, I was told by a previous chairman, God bless him, Hollis Rutledge. I'm going to mention your name on national radio, brother. I renamed him just to, I rebranded him for a younger audience. I call him Hot Liz now. He told me, Serge, what you're about to do as volunteer chairman to try to set up a party down here. Well, set up an HQ. That was my passion for this. But it's a thankless job. And there's two forms of Republicans. One is the sweat equity. That would be me. And all the volunteers, the young people, young clubs, women's clubs. Sweat equity. We're not millionaires. You know, I may have the talent to be, you know, doing some good radio and good talking and all that. But no, I don't have a Dana Lash salary. I don't have a Rush Limbaugh salary. Maybe someday, maybe Jesus will open up the door for that. But there's a sweat equity and there's the money side of politics. Right now, with all these local conventions, to go to state convention that will throw people to national convention, here's where the money people show up. The ones that behind the scene will fill the 10-gallon hat with a $10,000, $20,000, $50,000 donation in many places here in Texas, and they will get themselves a ticket to attend the state convention and then catapult to the national convention with all the lights and the cameras and all the national attention, get to see Donald Trump and take pictures with him, all that. Does that sound unsavory to you? Yes, I know. That's what I had to volunteer in on the sweat equity side. And yes, for people who never showed up to local meetings, never just helped out with the parties, never helped out with, you know, the phone banking or block walking or registering people to vote, you know, all those clubs and the training, all the mechanics and everything that went into party politics. Yeah, there's some people with some deep pockets. They just able on both sides, Democrat, Republican, they're able to pay their way in the national convention, despite the fact that they never showed up. They don't know. And who are these people? It's like everybody on the same bus, the same thing, going to a national convention. Who are these people? Who are they? Oh, that's one of the money guys or one of the money gals. That's what we have right now. So you got those conventions coming up here around the corner. So reminding you of that, because that's the way you get in there.
Hi, I'm Erica, an English major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arn with a Constitution Minute.
The human soul is made to learn, and the highest things of life are the best things to learn. One of these, it turns out, is the way we govern ourselves, and one of the best examples of that is the Constitution of the United States. It explains what our government should look like and how it should function to best protect our rights. It was created to give us the freedom to make choices about the way we wish to live. Unfortunately, most colleges and universities today fail to teach our Constitution. When they do, they often denigrate it. This is dangerous because it is impossible to preserve our liberty if we don't understand where it comes from and how to protect it. Having a proper civics education is essential to preserving our freedom.
To learn more and get a free pocket Constitution, visit ConstitutionMinute.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Right on, right on. Let's see what we got here. So self-service security from the Transportation Security Administration, TSA, testing new self-service screening technology at the Vegas airport. Got some friends in Vegas. That sounds kind of crazy. New setup would have, of course, fewer TSA agents at the security checkpoint, try to streamline operations. So you would be greeted, if you use the one in Vegas, you'd be greeted with a virtual agent, somebody on the screen, assist you with all sorts of questions that you need to answer, direct you to, you know, the x-ray machines and all that. As long as they don't start using robots to, you know, pat you down and do certain body searches, well, okay, maybe that's an easier way to take care of business. Let's see what else. And Iowa women's basketball star Caitlin Clark is rolling in the cash. My producer told me that $900,000 salary this year might be $3 million next year if she sticks around to play. She has inked a deal with a major trading card and I wonder how much money she's making for her new trading cards from Caitlin Clark, NCAA all-time scorer for men and women's basketball. This is the Dana Show.
Kel-Tec, the sub 2K. If you don't have yours yet, you should go out and get it. They came out with a whole bunch of really cool stuff the past year. And the sub 2K, this is the Gen 3. So maybe some of you are like me and you already have the sub 2K. Well, you don't have this one. Because if you're unfamiliar with it, it's a 9mm carbine. It folds entirely in half. Now, previously, you would have to take off your optics. You don't have to anymore. That's one of the upgrades with the Gen 3. You don't have to detach your optics to fold it in half. The simple twist and fold motion of the rotating fore-end, it's patent pending. You can twist it in either direction. It folds the Gen 3 right in half and just as quickly and easily deploys it too. But they've continued to fine-tune this innovative and reliable platform. So they have some other simple upgrades as well that kind of push it over the top. The upgraded aluminum trigger, redesigned mechanics, you got a light and 5-pound pull. You also have upgraded action. There's even a new chamber indicator as well. And of course, made in America, family-owned Kel-Tec values at their best. To learn more about this sub 2K, and it looks like sub 2000, sub 2K Gen 3, visit KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
You're going to hear the president address how our democracy is under attack, how our freedoms are certainly under attack. He's going to speak to what we've been seeing across the country as it relates to women's health care and the radical, extreme bills that we're seeing.
Karine Jean-Pierre. And on that genius note, we begin the program, Thursday edition, The Dana Show. I'm Sergio Sanchez, and for my friend Dana Lash. Yeah, today is the State of the Union speech, and of all the issues and solutions that I suspect millions across the land will be hoping to hear from Joe Biden. Yeah, you're not going to get any of that. The president addressing our democracy is under attack. Yeah, I got to create the boogeyman. Here are my notes. Where is this? Got that communist congressman from Texas, Joaquin, appropriately named Castro, up in central Texas, up in San Antonio. Joaquin Castro, communist Castro. Oh, yeah, they need to continue their effort to... They, the left, the radical leftists, these lunatics, destroying America, and all you people voting for these national Democrats, all these congresspeople, all these senators, stop it already. You want to save our country? Stop voting for radical leftists. All Democrats sent to Congress, all Democrats sent to the U.S., especially the White House. Just stop already. Stop voting for them. You don't want to vote for Donald Trump. You don't have to. But stop sending these idiots, these communists, quasi-communists, these socialists, these revolutionaries like Joaquin Castro up to Congress. We deserve the government that we have right now. We deserve the confusion that we have right now. Because you people keep voting. Every 2 years, you have a chance to replace these people, and you don't. In states all across the nation, you don't. So stop voting for them, especially this coming November. You don't like Donald Trump? Orange man, bad, all that stuff. Fine, fine. Just don't. Don't send them. Let's send new people, let other people vote some solutions, send them up there. You know, this communist Joaquin Castro, you know, because all these Congress people, pretty much all of them, they take a guest with them. They invite somebody to be in the gallery, overflow rooms. If I recall correctly, I think my buddy Dana. Dana, she was a guest of one of the Congress people last year. She got to experience that. So they take all these guests. So this communist Joaquin Castro up in Central Texas in San Antonio, he's taking the wife of some rancher. They say it was murdered, and they say it was racism. Miss Martinez, you know, she said, we need to stand up because we have a growing threat. Here's the boogeyman. Here's the boogeyman, the straw man. It's white supremacy that is the biggest threat in our country. Dude, I'm just so tired. Look, yes, there are white supremacists. No, they are not the biggest threat to our country. Yes, they're full of hate. They're full of bigotry and all that stuff. But they're not the ones that are burning up American streets. They're not the one screwing up policy and allowing all this political and social and cultural upheaval taking place in our nation. They're not the ones who are rotting America. As if secretly some... You guys recall some years back after the terrorist attacks, and there were all these rumors and conspiracy theories. There were camps in our country. There were training Islamists, radical Islamists, and these potential terrorists, training camps in our country in the desert soils of West Texas and in hidden areas in the nation's midsection. It's the same darn thing, but from the radical leftists who want to create an enemy. They wish to create a boogeyman for everybody to be afraid of. Oh, it's white supremacists. All these white supremacists. They're building armies somewhere. They're doing tactical training, getting ready to overthrow the U.S. government. Yes, Serge! J6 is a great example. J6 was a riot. A protest got way out of control. Let me tell you the only mistake that Donald Trump made, in my opinion. Only mistake that Donald Trump made in this crazy 2020 election, post-election period, with all this confusion, all these lax rules, all these swing states, all these metro areas, the lack of supervision, the fact that some of these swing states and lefty states and Democrat states, they sent out and mailed out all these live ballots everywhere to everyone, even dead people, they sent them out, just created... Put in place the conditions, the ingredients to bastardize, to destroy the election, to put into question everything that would come in on election night. That issue itself, and thank you, Dinesh D'Souza, and thank you to other friends. All that information needs to be collected, properly chronicled in a book. I wish it had been done by now. I remember asking him. One of our congressmen that were looking, asking to tap the brakes after the election, asking to do an investigation, asking to assess all these votes that were coming in. But the process is votes are certified by the state. The Secretary of States are sent up to Washington. It's a process. You want to go through it, be done with it. And that's what happened. And that's why the courts didn't want to get involved. So not to create all this chaos, but irregularities. And the lack of rules, the lack of controls, the live ballots everywhere, the potential ballot stuffing and the questionable numbers that came in. It didn't take very much. We only have like a handful of states, like maybe five or six states really that you need to concentrate on. And then within those states, the metro areas, the big cities and the elections departments that could sway either way. You have uncontrolled, just like we did under COVID, uncontrolled election, a not properly regulated election, that they removed all the rules to allow everybody to vote from home. Everybody stay home, just send in the ballots. Of course, 2020 was, and it just created all these questions. My opinion, Donald Trump, biggest mistake. I love you, Donald Trump. I'm voting for supporting you. You're not perfect, brother. I know you like to think you are, but you're not. But we need you. We need the America First mindset up in Washington, D.C. Your mistake was to call that meeting, call that rally in Washington, D.C. You had no business doing that. Because when you call thousands of people, some a bit more excited or impressionable than others, a bit more self-controlled, but they allowed themselves to walk into a situation where they were literally escorted in, many of them escorted in to break the law. And you had plants in there. With all sorts of belligerence and breaking of this and that and the other. It just got way out of control. There's no reason thousands and thousands should have been there on the Capitol, near the Capitol ground. They weren't even near. They had to walk like two miles away to get there. He never called for the insurrection. He never called for the overthrow. He never called for that. But Mr. President, Donald Trump, right now it should have, would have, could have. It never should have happened. But all these idiots like Joaquin Castro, communist Joaquin Castro up from Central Texas, up in San Antonio, bringing the wife of a rancher who was murdered. They say it's white racism because the neighbor said that he didn't want Hispanics, or Hispanics don't belong in this country. There's a lot of questions with that case. That case needs to be properly fleshed out and communicated. But that being brought up by Joaquin Castro as a signature example. Forget the hundreds, if not thousands, and many probably already unreported incidents of crime in this country perpetrated by illegal immigrants. Yes, we got some high-profile ones, but behind every high-profile murder in this country of young women going to college, out for a jog, they wind up being their heads beaten in by some illegal immigrants who never should have been in here. There are dozens and dozens, if not hundreds, more cases, smaller cases, from DWI to assault to shoplifting to homes broken into, individuals that rob other folks at parks. Like New York City, I have a dear friend up in New York PD, retired New York PD, telling me at parks in New York, it's a mess. Things are really, really bad in New York. And a president who takes to the microphone tonight and is supposed to focus on, and I would hope, admit to what the real problems are, but he's so clueless. He's not there. He's a puppet. It's, you know, since Joe Biden took office, it's been like Weekend at Bernie's ever since day one. You got Obama pulling the strings behind the scenes, maybe. You got definitely his wife pulling the strings, a bunch of other mental midgets, a bunch of leftists and Marxists behind the scenes pulling the strings. And Joe Biden is just the puppet out there representing since day one. And all they have on the left is hate. All they have is identity politics. All they have is to try to create something. And we don't have a president. We that office has been devoid of any leadership, anybody recognizing problems and trying to solve problems. And worse than that, Joe Biden, by executive pen, day one, doing a 180 and reversing course. And we had a secure board. In fact, I remember KJP had a quote on that. Oh, yeah, it's cut number eight, Steve-O, cut number eight with KJP.
Is the administration still debating taking executive action on immigration?
I mean, we've been clear about this. The bottom line is the best way to have move forward on dealing with immigration, dealing with the border challenges that we're seeing, was for Republicans to have gotten out of the way, not let the former president tell them what to do, and actually move forward with a bipartisan proposal that came out of the Senate. That would have been the toughest, the fairest way to have move forward with dealing with our immigration. As it relates to an executive action, that we believe that's the best way to do that. No executive action would have been able to have the impact that bipartisan proposal would have had.
Oh, my goodness. No executive action could have secured the border. Woman, you had an executive action, plenty of executive actions that he undid, Joe Biden undid, that Donald Trump put into place that provided us a secure border. This is... I don't feel bad for her anymore. You know, I think she actually believes all the lies she goes out there and spews all the time. She's nothing but, has become nothing but a political sideshow Bob. It's beyond, it would be comical if it wasn't just so tragic and deadly.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.